It is the final look at sports this morning. The Premier League, the English Premier League returns this weekend as reigning champions. Liverpool entertain Bournemouth at Anfield tonight. Liverpool have been the biggest spenders, of course, in the transfer market. Florian Wirtz, Hugo Hekitike, Milos Kerkez from Bournemouth, and right-back Jeremy Frimpong from Bayer Leverkusen. Liverpool manager Arne Slot says he's expecting one of the most competitive seasons to date.
There are so many competitors that can also win the league over here. So to win it once is already very special, let alone if you can win it twice in 3, 4, 5 years, or as we did twice in 5 years, and City did even better than us in the last few years. And probably this year it's going to be harder than every year before, because every team brings in new players, but our main competitors definitely did as well.
Yeah, so one or two new things in the Premier League season. The first thing, three new teams, Burnley, Sunderland and Leeds. The biggest law change means that a goalkeeper holding the ball for more than 8 seconds will be punished with a corner for the opposition. So they're trying to clamp down on time wasting. There's also a new ball. So the Premier League, we've been accustomed to seeing the Nike ball. Nike is no longer the Premier League. We are now going to a Puma ball, so that's going to be very interesting. Also, if you want to join our Fantasy Premier League team, East Coast Breakfast, or the league, if you want to join the Fantasy Premier League league, East Coast Breakfast is the name of the league. If you were in the league last season, I have re-invited you. You are in the league. But if you want to join East Coast Breakfast on Fantasy Premier League, the code is on our Insta story right now. So at ECR Breakfast, and you will see it right there in our stories. And of course, the stage is set for one of the most anticipated middleweight fights in UFC history. Fight night 319. Reigning champion Dricus du Plessis will defend his belt against the undefeated Khamzat Chimaev. Now, Darren and Carmen, we've been talking about the predictions, and we heard from the two fighters earlier with a bit of a banter yesterday at the press conference. But I happen to have one of my mates who is in the Dricus du Plessis camp. Mm-hmm. He's a sports journalist. He goes by the name of C.S. du Plessis. He's been spending time with Dricus since camp.
Yeah,
I think they've been there for 2 months. And I asked him a simple question. Is this guy prepared? Does he understand what it means to fight an undefeated Chimaev? And this is what C.S. had to say.
The mood in Dricus's camp is very, very high at the moment. The feel-good factor is there. Dricus maintains this is the best shape of his life. He really has put in all the hard yards for this fight against Khamzat Chimaev. They flew in Russians who wrestled Dricus, put him in the worst positions ever. Facing Khamzat Chimaev for him now seems like a lot easier than the camp that he went through. I mean, it was